Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A national petition has gotten over 23,000 signatures calling for free shingles vaccines for the over 65s. Currently, the vaccine is available privately, but it can cost close to €500, leaving it unaffordable and out of reach for most older people. We have Gerry Gavin from the Active Retirement Group in Knocknacarra in Galway. Good afternoon to you, Gerry.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you for the time online here.
Thank you, Gerry, for joining us. You might just give us an explainer of the campaign and why it's so important to you, Gerry.
Okay, well, I'm a member of the Knocknacarra Active Retirement Association, and we're affiliated with the National Active Retirement, which has over 24,000 people in it. And we brought up this issue at a regional meeting over a year ago. And since then, we've been basically running a campaign, and we got some of the senators involved, particularly Senator Joseph Conway, who spoke very graciously about this, and his own wife actually had shingles, so he was able to speak at first hand about the terrible consequences and effects and nerve pain that can come out of this. And we also had all our councillors in Galway West come in and give us a lot of support. And then we had John Connolly, the TD that represents West Galway. He brought it up on the Dáil. And both the senator and the Dáil members went cross-party to show their support because they really believe in this cause. And I guess the other couple of reasons I would say is that not only is this vaccine very effective, the Shingrix vaccine, not only is it effective against shingles, but it's also been shown now to reduce dementia by 20-25% in people. And even Professor Luke O'Neill, whom I heard on the Brendan O'Connor show a few weeks ago, said that it was a no-brainer not to have this vaccination. So all the reasons are there for the government to pass this vaccination and make it part of our vaccination program. And one of the reasons why we're running this community walk next Thursday, the 28th of May, is because we are aware that the submissions for the October budget will be starting soon. And we want the government to allocate funds towards our vaccination so that it's included in the 2026 vaccination program.
Of course. So you represent 200 members in the group.
Over 200 members in our branch. And they asked me to sort of take on this cause. And because I felt so passionate about it, I've done that and put as much energy and engaged as many people in as possible. And there's been a groundswell of support for this. I might add, too, that Ireland signed up to the Charter of Fundamental Rights in 2009, together with the Treaty of Lisbon. And under that treaty, there's a paragraph relating to the rights of the elderly to live a life of dignity. And everyone has the right to be treated equally and with dignity. So I believe, even if we were to go back to that, there's a basis there that says we should be treated fairly and have equity of access to vaccinations. Even last year, the HSE introduced a new vaccination of chickenpox for babies in 2025. So I really believe it's a bit ageist that we're not being treated in a similar manner.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you, Gerry, your friends and peers, you're obviously, driving this campaign and actively discussing the topic of shingles. Is there a fear? Is there a genuine fear amongst your peers and your friends and the group?
Absolutely. Because it depends. Shingles, you don't just get it once. You can actually get two or three times. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. And you only have to get this in your eye and you can possibly be blind. If it goes along your facial nerves, you have to go into hospitals, ENT to get it sorted. So there's a lot of downsides to this infection together with this nerve pain that can actually be lifelong. Now, I'm not saying everyone's going to get it, but at least one third of all people and 10,000 people in Ireland per year get this. At least one third of them will go on to develop severe nerve pain.
I have pharmacist Sheena Mitchell on the line. Sheena, tell me about the vaccine. It costs nearly €500. Is that right?
That's right. So the vaccine is delivered in two doses, and those doses are separated by a minimum of 2 months. So each dose costs €240 roughly, and you do need to get the two to be, you know, fully vaccinated with the primary immunization. And the vaccine is, as Jerry said there, look, it's really effective. We know that it is over 97% effective in over 65. It goes down a little bit to, I think, about 91% in older age groups. The effects do wane over time. That's one thing just to bear in mind. But the vaccine, there's no kind of safety or efficacy concerns when it comes to the vaccine. Unfortunately, the problem, and look, I really, listening to Jerry speak so passionately and advocating so well for equity in the elderly, that's normally the ship I'm on. But I suppose we do have to remember that the cost is the issue here, right? And sometimes that's actually not the decision maker's fault. That's a manufacturing cost. I think we need to do, you know, out of the box thinking and trying to figure out how we can drive the cost of the vaccine down. Because at the moment, with all of the HICWA, who do these things called high tech or health technology assessments, and they weigh up everything from, you know, the cost of all those GP visits and hospital visits, and the cost of the burden of the disease versus the cost of the medication. And they work out if it's financially viable to provide it or not. And that's really standard. And we have to have an evidence-based decision-making process for reimbursement of medications. Like, that's how we protect our health system. So the problem here is that this vaccine is not cost effective when it comes to giving it to all over 65s. There is a potential, I think, that definitely immunocompromised people should be offered it for free, because, you know, they tend to suffer worse with symptoms. But indeed, as Jerry said, the impact on anyone getting it, but the risk increases with age, can be really severe and can leave people with really uncomfortable, difficult pain for months afterwards. So, you know, it's not a case that the vaccine doesn't work. It's a pricing issue.
Of course, it's a pricing issue. And it's just out of people's reach. Sheena, can I ask you, if you are paying for this vaccine privately, who have you seen, and are they coming into the pharmacy to get it, or are they going into the GP?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know who's going into the GP, but from a community pharmacy perspective, we're quite busy with it. But again, you know, Jerry rightly highlights that, you know, we're getting people who can afford to pay for it coming in, or who save because they prioritise it out of their income, and that's something that they can do. I think Jerry highlighted the equity thing there. That doesn't seem fair, because there's a lot of people who, you know, can't come up with that big chunk of money, and especially in the current context of economic and political, I suppose, turmoil, it can be hard to come up with cash. So the problem with the equity piece, and this is the only thing I'd say just in response to Jerry there, is while it's very unfair that some people can afford it and some people can't, if we use money from our health system to pay for this, then another area will disproportionately suffer. So say, for example, the money would have to be taken out of cardiovascular services or something. So, and other services which have been proven to be cost effective. So it is complex, and it is frustrating, and it is unfair. But I don't think that at the moment the government can do a huge amount. What we need to see is that price come down. And I think we need to be really clever about our procurement of medications and novel therapeutics in this country. We need to be looking at, you know, could we, I don't know, do some sort of trade with the EU to buy in bulk to drive that price down?
Of course, it needs to be looked at. Pharmacist Sheena Mitchell, thank you for joining us on the line. Jerry, just very briefly, how can people sign the petition?
They can find that on Facebook. It's a national petition, and it's very easy to find. It's very straightforward, 2 pages. And they will also see a further follow-up from on the community walk, inviting everyone who can to please come to that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jerry Gavin. We wish you well with it. And thank you indeed to pharmacist Sheena Mitchell as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.